Hello, and welcome to your GCSE English Literature Study podcast for Much Ado About Nothing. I'm your tutor today, and over the next 10 minutes, we're going to explore Shakespeare's brilliant comedy in a way that will help you smash your OCR component 02 exam. Whether you're revising for the first time or fine-tuning your essay technique, this podcast will give you the tools you need to reach those top grades. Much Ado About Nothing is a play about observation, deception, and the power of language. The title itself is a pun. Nothing was pronounced like noting in Shakespeare's time, meaning to observe or eavesdrop. And that's exactly what drives the plot. Characters overhearing conversations, being tricked by what they see, and jumping to conclusions. By the end of this podcast, you'll understand how to analyze Shakespeare's dramatic methods, integrate context seamlessly, and structure a level 6 response. Let's dive in. Core concepts. 5 minutes. Let's start with the plot structure. Much Ado About Nothing has two parallel love plots. The first is the courtly romance between Claudio and Hero. It's formal, idealized, and tragically disrupted when Claudio publicly shames Hero at their wedding, believing she's been unfaithful. The second plot is the merry war between Benedick and Beatrice, two witty characters who swear they'll never marry, but are tricked into falling in love through staged conversations they overhear. Notice how Shakespeare uses deception in both plots, but with opposite outcomes. One nearly destroys a relationship, the other creates one. Now, the key theme you must understand is noting, observation, and deception. Every major event in the play happens because someone is watching or listening. Don Pedro and his friends trick Benedick and Beatrice by letting them overhear fake conversations. Don John deceives Claudio by staging a scene at Hero's window to make it look like she's unfaithful. Even the resolution comes through observation. Dogberry and the Watch accidentally overhear the villains confessing their plot. Shakespeare is showing us that what we see and hear can be manipulated, and that appearances are dangerously unreliable. Let's talk about language and form. This is crucial for AO2 marks. Shakespeare alternates between blank verse and prose to signal different modes of interaction. When Claudio and Hero speak, they often use formal blank verse, reflecting the idealized, courtly nature of their love. But Benedick and Beatrice speak in witty prose. Their love is grounded in verbal sparring and intellectual equality. Pay attention to when characters switch between verse and prose because it often signals a shift in tone or sincerity. For example, when Benedick declares his love to Beatrice after Hero's shaming, he shifts to verse, showing the seriousness of his feelings. Another key concept is honor and reputation, especially for women. In Elizabethan society, a woman's honor was tied to her chastity and obedience. When Claudio accuses Hero of being unchaste, he's not just insulting her, he's destroying her social value entirely. Leonato, her own father, initially believes Claudio over his daughter, showing how deeply patriarchal values were embedded. Even the word nothing had sexual connotations. It was slang for female genitalia, so the title also hints at the play's anxieties about female sexuality and male honor. This is the kind of context that examiners want you to integrate, not as a separate paragraph, but woven into your analysis of specific moments. Finally, let's consider the subplot with Dogberry and the Watch. They're comic characters who misuse language constantly. Dogberry says senseless when he means sensible, for example, but despite their incompetence, they're the ones who uncover the truth and save Hero. Shakespeare is making a point here about the limits of language and wit. Sometimes truth emerges despite our words, not because of them. This subplot mirrors the main plot's themes of deception and revelation, making it more than just comic relief. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Now, let's talk exam technique. OCR Component 02 gives you a printed extract and asks you to analyze it, then widen your discussion to the whole play. You've got 30 marks plus 4 for spelling and grammar, and you should spend about 45 minutes on this question. Here's the key. Don't treat the extract and the wider play as two separate sections. Your response should move fluidly between them, constantly linking back to the question. Common mistake number 1, feature spotting without analyzing effect. Don't just say Shakespeare uses a metaphor here. Instead, say Shakespeare uses the metaphor of a savage bull to show Benedick's fear of being tamed by marriage, which creates dramatic irony because the audience knows he will soon fall in love. Always explain the effect and link it to meaning. Mistake number 2, bolting on context as a separate paragraph. Examiners can spot this a mile away. Instead, integrate context into your analysis. For example, Claudio's immediate rejection of Hero reflects the Elizabethan obsession with female chastity, where even the suspicion of sexual impropriety could destroy a woman's reputation entirely. See how the context explains why the moment is so dramatic? Mistake number 3, retelling the plot instead of analyzing Shakespeare's methods. Remember, the question is always about how Shakespeare presents something, not what happens. Use phrases like, through the use of, by employing, Shakespeare positions the audience too. These keep you focused on method. And here's a top tip. Memorize quotes that work for multiple themes. For example, I had rather hear my dog bark at a crow than a man swear he loves me. Beatrice's line works for discussions of gender, language, love, and her character arc. Flexible quotes are gold in the exam. Quickfire recall quiz 1 minute. Let's test your knowledge with a quickfire quiz. Pause after each question if you need to think. Question 1. What is the double meaning of the play's title? Answer. Nothing sounds like noting, meaning observation or eavesdropping, and it also had sexual connotations in Elizabethan slang. Question 2. Which character speaks mainly in prose, and what does this reveal? Answer. Benedict and Beatrice speak in prose, showing their witty, realistic approach to love in contrast to the formal verse of Claudio and Hero. Question 3. Who ultimately reveals the truth about Don John's deception? Answer. Dogberry and the Watch, the comic characters who accidentally overhear the villains confessing. Question 4. What does Claudio accuse Hero of at the wedding? Answer. Being unchaste and unfaithful. A devastating accusation in a patriarchal society where female honor was everything. How did you do? If you got all 4, you're in great shape. If not, go back and review those concepts. Summary and sign off 1 minute. Let's wrap up. Much Ado About Nothing is a play about the dangers of deception and the power of observation. Shakespeare uses parallel plots, contrasting language forms, and dramatic irony to explore how easily we can be misled by appearances. For your exam, remember to analyze Shakespeare's methods, integrate context seamlessly, and always link back to the question. Move fluidly between the extract and the wider play, and use quotes that work for multiple themes. You've got this. With focused revision and smart exam technique, you can absolutely reach level 6. Keep practicing those peel paragraphs, point, evidence, analysis, link, and don't forget to check your spelling and grammar for those 4 AO4 marks. Good luck, and remember, Much Ado About Nothing is actually much ado about everything when it comes to understanding human nature. Thanks for listening, and happy revising.